Hi everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Where the Sidewalk Ends. I am your host, Jasper. And sometimes life plays tricks on us. Sometimes we allow it. Sometimes we make it happen ourselves. I think there's that one song, "My Mind is Playing Tricks on Me," by the Ghetto Boys. I don't know if you remember that or not. It's a pretty good classic. But look, in a world driven by instant gratification and quick fixes, it's so easy to fall into the trap of settling for superficial experiences and shallow knowledge. We often skim the surface, seeking instant answers and simple solutions. This approach limits our growth and stifles our creativity and prevents us from truly understanding the complexities of life. I'm telling you right now, there's danger in settling for superficial. And how to overcome this mindset, I'm going to talk about it. To embrace depth and richness in all aspects of our lives. In a fast-paced society, we're constantly bombarded with information, distractions, and choices. We've become accustomed to instant gratification, expecting quick results and easy answers. And as a result, we often choose convenience over depth, settling for surface-level understanding and superficial experiences. But by doing so, we miss out on the deeper meaning and fulfillment that comes from exploring the complexities and intricacies of life. Superficiality, it refers to the tendency to focus on the surface level, the surface level aspects like of things without delving deeper. And so many people do that these days. It involves skimming the surface without fully understanding or appreciating the underlying complexities. Superficiality, like, it can manifest in various aspects of our lives, from our relationships to our work, and even our personal development. It leads to a lack of depth. When you settle for that stuff, like just anything that's superficial, it restricts our growth and potential. When we only scratch the surface, we miss out on valuable insights, meaningful connections, and personal growth. It keeps us in a state of ignorance, preventing us from deepening our understanding and expanding our horizons. It hinders our ability to think critically, solve complex problems, and contribute to society in a meaningful way. I'm telling you right now, I think everybody should start learning to go beyond the superficial. It's crucial for personal and intellectual development. By diving deeper, we gain a comprehensive understanding of the subjects and issues that matter to us. We engage with different perspectives, challenge our assumptions, and develop a broader worldview. Deep exploration allows us to discover our passions, helps us unlock our creativity, and finding a great... Yeah. Many people, I swear, most people fear diving deeper because it requires effort, vulnerability, and facing uncomfortable truths. Overcoming this fear is essential for personal growth. Recognize that discomfort and uncertainty are part of the process. Embrace the unknown have faith in your ability to navigate the complexities. By facing your fears and diving into the depths, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities and personal transformation. Cultivate some curiosity, because that's the driving force behind going deeper. Nurture your sense of wonder and ask meaningful questions. And anybody that knows me knows I ask a lot of questions. Seek out some new perspectives, challenge assumptions, and explore different viewpoints. Embrace the attitude of a learner, always eager to discover more. Resisting the temptation to simplify everything, like that, you have to learn to do that. Embrace this complexity. It'll allow you to appreciate the intricacies and interconnectedness of the world. Understand that not everything can be summarized in a soundbite or reduced to a quick answer. Embrace those gray areas, contradictions, and nuance. Then you gotta seek some depth in your relationships. Build deep, meaningful connections with others. Invest your time and effort into relationships. Take time to listen actively. Understand other people's perspectives. And engage in meaningful conversations. Say it again, right? Avoid shallow small talk. Prioritize quality interactions. And then you learn to practice some deep learning. And develop a disciplined approach to the learning. Dedicate time to study and engage with challenging material, but do it at a deep level. Read books, explore different disciplines, engage in thoughtful discussions, and then seek out a mentor or many mentors. Somebody who's an expert who can guide you on your journey to deep learning. You know, if you learn to embrace this depth, it'll bring you numerous benefits. Bring us all benefits to our lives. It allows you to develop a greater sense of self-awareness. Helps us discover our passions and pursue, it just helps us pursue more meaningful goals. It enhances our relationships, fosters empathy. It promotes deeper understanding of others. Going beyond the superficial, we unlock our true potential and lead more fulfilling lives. You know, in a fast-paced world, it can be challenging, for sure. It can be challenging to avoid the trap of superficiality. However, if you're consciously making choices to prioritize depth, that's how you're gonna break free from this mindset. Set aside some dedicated time for reflection, some deep work, meaningful connections. You want to make them. Practice mindfulness, cultivate presence and focus, create boundaries to limit distractions, and prioritize what truly matters to you. I think every one of us should embrace this, the power of depth in all aspects of our lives. Going beyond surface level understanding to unlock new opportunities and deepen our connections and just live a more fulfilling life. Yeah. Break that cycle. Discover what lies beneath the surface. Hey, I'm curious if any of you have heard of divination before, because divination has long fascinated and captivated the human imagination. From ancient civilizations to modern-day seekers, individuals have sought guidance and wisdom through various practices that involve divinity. So, you know, I'll jump into a fascinating world of divination at some point here, and we'll explore some of the methods to access its mystical powers, which will, you know, it'll unveil both the history and the practical aspects of it. So, but, you know, it's also like, it's a rooted belief, you know, that the universe holds hidden truths. It spans across cultures and civilizations dating back centuries. It has been employed to connect with the divine, again, you know, and gain insight into the future, to make decisions with clarity. The ancient Egyptians, the Chinese, the Mesopotamian civilizations all crafted unique divinatory techniques, utilizing methods such as tarot cards, astrology, scrying, and dream interpretation. It works on the principle that there is a deep well of knowledge and energy within each individual, waiting just to be tapped into. It's important to recognize that divination is not a supernatural power that has, you know, that only a chosen few possess. It's rather a skill that can be honed in on through practice and attunement. When we quiet our minds and create that sacred space, we open ourselves up to the possibilities that we can access its latent power. Before any divinatory practices take place, it's crucial to cultivate that state of receptiveness. Begin, you know, what you want to do is you want to begin by finding a calm and quiet space, free of distractions. Light a candle or burn an incense to create an atmosphere of spiritual connection, and ground yourself by taking deep breaths and, you know, centering your energy. Clear your mind of any preconceived notions or expectations, allowing yourself to be open and receptive. There's numerous methods that we can choose from. I mean, each one with their unique symbolism and tools. The selection of this method, like as far as, you know, personal choice, it's determined by an individual's inclinations, intuition, and their resonance. Some popular methods include the tarot cards, crystal, you know, scrying, and pendulums, tiefling readings, and, you know, astrology itself. Explore different avenues, though, and experiment with various techniques until you can find out that what it is that's speaking to your soul. And once you performed, you know, this kind of reading or practice, the interpretation of the message received is pivotal. In an art that requires intuition, attunement, and understanding of the symbolism, you must trust your instincts and allow them to dive deep into the images, signs, or, you know, symbols that are presented to you. Because be receptive of the subtle and hidden meanings that lie within all of this. They arise, you know, through practice and experience, your ability to interpret the message will come to evolve and expand. And as with any spiritual practice, responsibility and ethical conduct in divination is paramount, you know, for, and it's, I mean, it's just that important. And then respect the boundaries of others and always seek their consent before attempting, and maybe like the future to develop into a personal life. Remember that it should be used as a tool for guidance and self-reflection, and not as it means to control or manipulate others. So, you know, all I'm really trying to say is approach this with reverence, integrity, and a genuine desire to assist and empower other people. So it's also, you know, like I said, it's powerful as an ancient practice, and it can provide guidance, clarity, and inspiration. So when you learn to tap into this well of wisdom with ourselves and connecting with it, the divine, you know, energies that surround us, I mean, that's a transformative journey. That's a transformative journey to your self-discovery. But you got to trust your intuition. You got to interpret the symbols and the signs presented to us, and then unlock, you know, this profound potential. May your path be illuminated and your spirit uplifted as you continue to explore the incredible realm of divination.
And as Neville Goddard would say, now let us go into the silence. Except we're going to do it with some waves.